The following program was previously recorded. Welcome to another edition of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm Mike Hogan, your local host. Kind of you to join me today. Billy McWiggin, my goodness, you may know him as Buddy Holly, or you may have seen him and his band. They were doing outdoor shows during the pandemic. Anything to try to make us feel better with some fantastic music. And Billy joins me right now on Live and Local. Billy, thanks a bunch. Appreciate you joining me today.
Mike, it's my pleasure to be here.
I noticed that during the pandemic, when you weren't able to perform, you spent a bunch of time in the studio, and from that we have Billy McWiggin Together. It's a brand new album. Tell me about it.
Yeah, something I've never really tried to do before. I had like a streak of writing songs, which it hadn't really ever hit me in the way that it did. It was like in November of 2019, I was out on the road, and probably within like a 3-week span, I wrote about 50 songs. I thought, man, that's enough for an album. And then in March, I got some time off, as many people did. And so as I was slowly losing my mind sitting in my house, I just grabbed all of my gear and went down into my garage, which is not set up to be a studio in any way. You know, it's an old garage. But I just every night went in there for about 5 months and came out with 16 songs. And that is the album that is Together.
Is there some sort of a genre comparison you give us? I mean, what is it that we can expect to hear?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I'm still trying to figure that out myself. I mean, I think, to me, the record sounds like it was made in the 70s. I mean, the songs are very 50s, 60s, and 70s influenced, and they all came from, like, a very personal place for me. So initially, when I was writing this stuff, I was like, oh, this would be a good book. I was writing stuff about very personal parts of my life. And then I just transformed them into songs. So, like, the opening track is me and Peggy Sue, and that basically is a summation of all my time playing Buddy Holly. It's kind of a fun song, but it sounds like it was recorded in the 60s, you know? So it's a little country in areas, but it's very retro rock. It's a little something for everybody. And what I'll tell people in the live show, which we're going to be figuring it out because we've never played it live in front of people, you know, for every 3 of my songs, we're going to throw in one of the ringers. So if you, even if you're not loving my original stuff, we're going to hit you with something you're going to love. So
absolutely. That's great that you're going to populate that with stuff that we can actually tap our toes to.
Totally. For every 3 bathroom break songs, you're going to get one you've heard before. So.
That's great. That's great. Hey, where are you and your band performing next?
We are at Iowa Western on Saturday, April 10th, and this is kind of our first big breakout show. We intended to do this show in December, but here we are in April, so it's really our first time playing any of these songs live in front of people, so we are ecstatic about that.
Some folks may have been able to see you over the summer when you were doing the outdoor concerts at the Omaha Community Playhouse. It's just a smashing success. The checkerboard parking lot, keeping everybody distanced and broadcasting on the low frequency so everybody could turn on their car radios. It was just a great idea, and it was a great way to get us out of the house and have a little fun, you know. So who's going to be with you for this particular live concert?
This is that band that you would have seen me play with in the parking lot all that summer. So it's populated with Laurel Ware, Max Meyer, my brothers Matthew and Ryan, and Darren Pettit will be in the band as well. We learned these songs as we were playing those shows, which was kind of fun.
I've been fortunate enough to talk to a lot of artists during this time, and I know you joke, but you've been pretty fortunate, though, haven't you, to be able to continue getting in front of a live audience through, you know, almost through hook or crook. I mean, a lot of innovation in ensuring that you could be in front of live people and yet everybody was still safe and healthy.
I mean, that was the biggest. It was like every single turn there was a new obstacle. You know, it's like, well, we can just take the show outside. Oh, that's perfect. And then you'd have neighbors complaining that people were honking. It's like, okay, that's not a big deal. We can work with that. And then it would rain. And it was like 2020 threw you every curveball. So if you couldn't, you know, roll with the punches and move a little bit, you were going to get lost in it. And luckily, the people that I have around me are amazing, and they've just made it work. While I was growing my hair and writing this album, it's like, okay, this is the only thing I'm ever going to be able to do again is play original music, you know, and everybody's like, no, Billy, it's going to be okay. Come on out. So I'm so lucky, Mike, to be surrounded by truly the best people in the business. So we're looking forward to coming back very, very strong.
Where does anybody find information about your show and the album?
Sure. You can go to BillyMcGuigan.com. All of the info is on there, all of the shows. You can buy the album. You can stream it. You can get it all kinds of forms, Mike, which I know people like. You can get it digitally. For old school people, you can go to CD, but we just got the vinyl in, and it sounds the best on vinyl. So,
I made
my own white album in there.
Yeah, it's a double album. That's fantastic. Yeah. So you pressed this on vinyl too?
Yeah, totally. I mean, I went crazy. I told you. I mean, I had it pressed in Paris. Was one of the few places that vinyl was still able to be pressed during the pandemic. So we sent it out from Paris. It still sounds like I did it. No French subtitles or anything. But nothing but the best for my people, Mike. Nothing but the best.
Wow, that's amazing. A fresh pressed album. I love that. He is Billy McWiggin. The album is called Billy McWiggin Together. He's got the show at Iowa Western. If you're looking for information on this, go to BillyMcWiggin.com. Billy, always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks so much for the time today.
I look forward to doing it again, my friends. Be well.